flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 1:40. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm looking at my Christmas tree. There could be more there, but you know what? We've got the lights. We've got the ornaments. But most importantly, we got love and family. And that is what this holiday season is all about. I guess I kind of picked up on it a couple of years ago. I've got four kids, and each one of those kids gets a couple of gifts from us, a couple of gifts from the grandparents. We don't do it real big. They don't get any more than five gifts apiece, and so that starts adding up. That's 20 gifts. And you start unwrapping the paper, and you start tearing the tape off, and you start ripping the plastic or the cardboard off the box, and all of a sudden, you got piles and piles and piles of trash, piles and piles and piles of waste. And we were just talking to Malia Becker about secondhand shopping and how we can reduce waste. But we're talking right now to Beth Carreño. She is the outreach and engagement expert at Ramsey County Environmental Health. She has worked in natural resources for over 30 years. And most recently, she worked for Metro Watershed District before joining Ramsey County Environmental Health. She's been on the show before. As we start talking about being more eco-friendly, living a more sustainable life, making sure that our environment in this planet Earth is around for our kids and our kids' kids. And so, Beth, I thank you so much for joining us on the John Schusto Caldwell Banker Hotline. As I start to wrap up these gifts and I start putting them under this tree, knowing that I'm going to have four or five trash bags full of wrapping paper and plastic and fabric and yarn and all kind of other stuff. How can I make this more sustainable, more environmentally friendly? I just, in my mind, you know, and I knew I was going to be talking to you. I'm like, Beth is going to have to help me understand how to reduce this waste because I can't see how to do that and have a Merry Christmas for the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that you were talking to someone about, you know, thrifting and buying secondhand or, you know, other ideas are like consumables or experiences, you know, giving people the gift of time, really focusing on why. Yeah. Focus on why we're getting together. What is the purpose that your family, you know, what's the holiday that your family is celebrating? But then once you find those gifts and focusing on the right gifts and what people really want and need, as opposed to just overconsumption, we want to wrap them. We want to make it special, right? And that's where, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, wrapping paper, we recycle paper, it's recyclable. Right. Most wrapping paper is not recyclable.
No, it is not. It's, and it tells you when you buy it on that plastic, it is not recyclable, because that's why mine wind up in the trash. I'm like, what? It's not paper? That don't make no sense, Beth.
I know. And so that's something that we're working on to try to work on the market end to bring us products that are recyclable. But in the meantime, you know, craft paper, the brown paper packages tied up with string, right? That paper is recyclable, but also gift bags, fabric gift bags. I have friends that take a cute pillowcase and they put a couple presents in there and then tie the pillowcase with a bow and it looks like Santa's sack. There are all sorts of gift bags that you can reuse, tins and little boxes that can be reused. And, you know, with my family, you know, Santa brings us some gifts, not too many, but he brings us a few.
Yeah.
And if Santa visits your house, Santa, a lot of times we've let him know that he can bring them to us in reusable bags and boxes. Mm. And then after Christmas, my kids help me put it in a box and we tape it up and we write North Pole and we send them back to Santa so that he can reuse them again for us next year.
Oh, so, you know, yes.
That's so smart. You keep using those reusable bags, fabric bags, little tins, and you can use them over and over, and they become part of your holiday tradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's the one thing that we talked about, and I want to make known right now, because I was looking at my tree, and I'm like, I need more ornaments. You know, I've got a few little things on here. I've got my little lights, but I went over to Tim Walz's house, and I mean, it's decorated to the nines. And I come back and look at my little Christmas tree, and I think I need to do more. But one of the things that you talk about is reusable holiday decorations, vintage or secondhand decorations. And that's not even something that I thought about when I was talking to Malia about shopping, is that we can get these secondhand ornaments and decorations that somebody else has used that they're not going to be using anymore. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, you can, if you buy a few special things every year, you know, you can find them at thrift shops, secondhand shops. Even some of the antique shops have them that aren't terribly expensive, and you can fill out your tree that way. You can make handmade ornaments that you're able to kind of keep from year to year. And you know, I really like to encourage my family members, especially like my children are now in their 20s and they're growing up. Don't be so quick to just feel like you have to snap your fingers and have a full Christmas tree. You know, let your Christmas tree be filled with memories. And so finding the right ornaments slowly over time, keeping them, finding them at those thrift shops, ones that really speak to your personality, you know, and just letting it evolve over time, you know. The hard part is those lights, right? I love Christmas lights on my tree. We recently switched over to the LED lights because they are more energy efficient. They don't get hot. They're much safer. And so when I had all of these really old lights that weren't the LED, I took them to one of our HHW facilities. We don't want to put those in the trash. When your lights stop working, we have those Fix-It clinics. You and I have talked about our Fix-It clinics in the past. You can take them in and see if one of our fixers can help repair your strand of lights. But then when they can't be fixed anymore, please, you know, we don't want to put those in the trash. We can take those old strands of lights and, again, take them to the household hazardous waste sites across our county.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting up here and I am enjoying reading our Christmas cards, Beth. I mean, my friend Kelly always sends beautiful cards. Any of my friends like Kelly and Brandy Powell, they've got new babies. I know the new baby pictures are going to be on the card. I love new babies as long as they're not mine and I don't have to take care of them. And so I'm looking forward to all these cards and I've already got a big giant stack. I'm wondering, because I've got Christmas cards. Once the season is over, I take the cards and I put them in a big, giant bag so that I make sure mm-hmm. that next year I send cards out to anybody who sent a card to me. Right. And I save mm-hmm. those addresses and those names because things happen. People get divorced. They move, whatever. So, girl, look, I got some cards from 2017, 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. 2020, 2021, mm-hmm. 2022, 2023. Now here's my bag. 2024 cards. They're all piled up on top of each other. Can I recycle mm-hmm. my Christmas cards? They're paper, but I thought I could recycle the wrapping paper and I can't.
Right. So it depends on the card. The photo papers, you know, so they may say Fuji or something on the back. And it's like a photograph card.
Right.
Those are super popular to send, but they are not recyclable.
What? Girl.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The cards that come on cardstock are recyclable. But cards that have glitter or velvet or bows, those aren't recyclable. You can recycle the ones with foil if it's kind of embedded into the card, as long as there's paper with it, you know, if there's paper under the foil. So, you know, you're going to have, people kind of have to look at it and they have to think, right? They have to take that moment and go, okay, the photo cards, these glittery cards aren't recyclable. The cardstock cards are, but I'm going to give you a fun tip that
right,
I love
girl,
to do. When you're looking at those old cards, that's a craft project to do with little kids, friends, old kids. My older friends, we love to do this where we take some of these old cards that we've had for a few years and you cut them up and they make the most darling Christmas tags.
Oh!
So, yeah. So if you have some cards and you're like, oh, they're so pretty, they're not recyclable, you know, go ahead and look at them and see if you can see a Christmas tag that is in there. You can kind of cut them up, punch a hole in them, and then use them for a little craft project that way.
Well, girl, it is always fun mm-hmm. and informative when you come on the show. Now, folks are listening. We know you work with Ramsey County in their environmental health department. But I want you to tell me where people can go to get some of this information because they may be driving or shopping or just listening while they're doing some laundry at the house. And they didn't write any of this stuff down.
Yeah. So it's RamseyRecycles.com. RamseyRecycles.com. RamseyRecycles.com.
All right, Beth, you have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And thank you so much for all the gems you always drop on the show when you're here. It has just been such a joy to work with you.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to talk. Thank you.
All right. And you all, same to you, and you all stick around. There's more to come.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.